Letters to America Number 3, December 28, 2023. The allure of nanotechnology, as depicted in the futuristic realm of Star Trek, often beckons us to ponder its real-world implications. Yet, behind the veil of science fiction lies a complex truth: the inception of nanotechnology and its clandestine deployment within military remained concealed from public scrutiny. This clandestine innovation catalyzed the evolution of a new breed of soldiers, the enigmatic super soldiers, who now wield the power of military cloud computing at their fingertips. However, this transformative leap has not been without its dark repercussions, as it inadvertently paved the way for unscrupulous governments and avaricious pharmaceutical and medical conglomerates to wield these technological marvels as weapons against their own people. The path to progress, it seems, is fraught with ethical quandaries and moral dilemmas that compel us to examine the true essence of integrity in our pursuit of power and innovation. The concept of International Patent 060606, which once granted Microsoft the potential to establish a cryptocurrency system utilizing chipped individuals as miners, delves into a realm of both technological innovation and ethical complexity. Miners, defined as entities employing specialized software to solve intricate mathematical problems in exchange for bitcoins, now take on a remarkably unconventional role as human participants with integrated chips. The real depth of concern arises from the potential consequences of using nanites to infiltrate the air, water, and food supply, subsequently facilitating control through frequencies transmitted via our electronic devices. This chilling scenario raises profound questions about the delicate balance between technological advancement and safeguarding individual liberties, highlighting the importance of ethical considerations and the protection of human rights in the pursuit of progress. It serves as a stark reminder of the need for vigilance in the face of evolving technologies that may have far-reaching implications for generations to come. In an age where the omnipresent gaze of technology threatens to strip away our privacy and individuality, there exists a subtle act of defiance in choosing to abandon our cell phones during our moments of relief. It is a declaration of autonomy, a reclaiming of the liberties and freedoms that once were ours to inhabit and enjoy. In this intentional act of disconnecting, we seek to elude the watchful eyes of Big Brother, to drift beneath the radar of algorithms and surveillance. For in these moments of digital silence, we find not isolation, but rather the sweet serenity of freedom and invisibility, where we can rediscover the authenticity of our existence, free from the constant scrutiny of the virtual world, and where our true character emerges from the depths of our being, unencumbered by the trappings of constant connectivity.